Did the Federal Reserve just figure out that the rest of the world counts when it comes to U.S. economic health? I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. So we had the story that some of the key stock indices are no longer down for 2016, which is something. But the big event for the markets this week was not the stock market digging itself out of this hole. It was about the pivot at the Federal Reserve this week, which is now sounding much more cautious about raising interest rates as quickly as planned. Let's try to solve the mystery here with Christopher Lowe, the chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So everybody was led to believe maybe 4 interest rate increases from the Fed this year. Now the suggestion is 2. What changed, do you think? Just the volatility we saw in the markets earlier this year, or what do you think?
Well, on the face of it, it's really hard to tell. And by the way, I think you're sort of nailing what it was the markets are reacting to this week, right? They didn't raise rates. No one expected that. But the forward guidance from the Fed is materially different, quite a bit more market-friendly, fewer rate hikes, not just this year, but next year and the year after. So what changed? Well, listening to Fed speeches, nothing changed. Bill Dudley, for example, head of the New York Fed, after the January meeting when the markets were being absolutely pummeled, said, there's some violence in the markets, some volatility, but not enough to change materially the way the Fed is thinking. There were papers from Fed banks arguing in favor of tightening. For example, the Richmond Fed. Don't worry about low average hourly earnings, they said. Individual wages are rising. The aggregate is low simply because millennials are coming into the workforce. An increase in the number of entry-level positions is all.
Yet, in the end, Chair Yellen sounds a little bit more cautious about future interest rate hikes. It's strange.
Well, not a little bit. It's a lot more cautious. You know, half the number of rate hikes this year they were previously talking about, dismissive of recent increases in inflation. It's a markedly different tone from what we heard in December when they initiated this round of tightening.
Chris Lowe, FTN Financial, thank you.
Thank you, David.
The hotel chain Starwood is switching off its merger talks with Marriott and is embracing a rival offer from a big Chinese insurance company, Anbang. Anbang has increased its offer to nearly $14 billion. If this deal does go through, this would be the biggest purchase of American real estate by a Chinese company. Starwood does Sheraton, Westin, and W Hotels, also the Waldorf. Anbang is only about 10 years old and has 30,000 employees in China. Network TV shows are back, or soon to be back, from these mid-season breaks they like to do, but some are finding their audiences haven't returned with them. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
This week, Nashville, the country music drama from ABC, returned in all its soapy, twangy glory with a tearjerker of a wedding.
By the power vested in me by the state of Tennessee.
And the audience for that wedding bucked a trend. More viewers watched Wednesday than tuned into the show's mid-season finale back in December. Many other network shows, including some of the most popular, have lost audiences during their multi-month hiatus. Quantico saw an 18% drop-off in same-day viewership. Scandal lost 15%. The Last Man on Earth, How to Get Away with Murder, and Blindspot also returned to smaller audiences.
When you start playing around with or interrupting the regular flow of a scheduled program, it gets a little dicey.
Tim Hanlon is a media analyst at FTI Consulting.
Consumers have a myriad of other choices available to them in this day and age.
So when Olivia and Fitz disappear, some of us go looking for another tumultuous romance to fill the void and don't come back. But the glut of good TV only partly explains sagging ratings. Brian Hughes researches audience trends for Magna Global. He says people watch TV differently now.
What I suspect is happening is that people are just possibly saving up a few episodes at a time or deciding to watch them on a more delayed basis.
Also, says Ashwin Naveen, CEO of Samba TV, which measures TV audiences.
there's a lot more consumption of shows happening on mobile PC devices that doesn't get measured in the traditional form of measurement.
It's a story, he says, that networks need to sell advertisers. Their ratings may be down, but they aren't as bad as they look. Or they could just put a long time in coming wedding into every mid-season return. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
Now, two items about digitally assisted travel. Airbnb does lodging, right? Well, what about concierge services such as booking theater tickets, restaurant reservations, maybe bicycle rentals? Bloomberg News is reporting that Airbnb may expand to these kinds of services, working title Magical Trips. Maybe they can get some rich guy to Airbnb out his yacht so you can take a cruise using them. Just being creative here. And the car service Uber is in many countries, but you can't take one of their cars across a border. Until now, there is news that Uber will allow rides from San Diego to Tijuana. That's America's busiest land crossing, but here's the thing. Uber will get you there, but then you're on your own. It's not offering rides back to the U.S. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.